Adam, you're dashing off early after podcasting because you want to catch the final episode of...
What?
Yaomushi Pedal, the live action. We've been looking forward to it for ages.
Right.
It's
Yaomushi Pedal.
It's a superb series, right? So it's actually had a big difference on everything at home because Caitlin and Liam got free tickets to watch the movie. And they went to the animated movie. Incredibly excited, decided we're going to watch all of the episodes, which we got through Crunchyroll, and then we went out and got all the anime, but...
How many episodes are there?
And we convinced both of them to take up cycling, and they both got very serious about cycling after watching this.
Okay, that's
Caitlin, who's been absolutely very uncomfortable about riding bikes for a long time, because she didn't do it enough when she was young, so the roads are... You know, big cars, and I can understand
that. That's understandable. I'm a bit terrified.
She's now riding with Liam, and Liam immediately insists on a bike, and he's riding to school every day and all the rest, and never done this in his life after watching Yaomushi Pedal. So I have a very big fondness of this series.
So it's an anime of people riding bicycles.
It's an anime of a... It's a sports anime, which is one of your many exciting subgenres of... subgenres of anime.
I mean, I'm not sure...
Sports anime is a very clearly defined subgenre. It has a particular pattern and the rest of it that you'd expect.
Okay, I have trouble figuring out why people want to watch live action sport, let alone sports anime.
Well, yeah, I have to agree with that.
They're mostly slice of life type things in the sports anime, so it's really not about the racing, although they spent a whole season on one 3-day race, which I thought was very impressive.
We've seen the Tour de France. I mean, why would you watch a cycling anime as opposed to the nightly Tour de France?
So the premise is you've got a high school and you've got a couple of kids who are a lot of equivalent to first years, but this is your senior high school in Japan, which will be 10 to 12. And so the juniors have just arrived, and you've got amongst the juniors these two terrific cyclists, one who's an ace and one who's a sprinter. And at school, this group of three superb third years, and there's these mysterious second years who can't do anything, but we'll ignore them.
There's always those,
And their third years are
brilliant. It's a bad intake,
and this is their last chance to show off their cycling skills in this big, massive, huge race coming up. And then the third years, it follows a particular character called Anada, Otaku. He spends all of his time. He loves anime, and he's got his favourite TV series about a princess, fairy, magic girl thing.
This is the anime or the live action?
No, this is the anime. Has a main character loves anime.
Okay, just.
And so every day he took this really old-fashioned bike and just rode, you know, this huge distance so he could buy things and save money, so instead of taking a train, so he could buy more stuff like CDs and come home. And so they discover that he can actually ride, and that he's actually, like, really good at it, although somewhat, you know, ignorant.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't even know about shoes. He's never used a gear in his life. It's all very strange. The story follows him, and it follows the team. So it was immensely successful in Japan, right? Madly, incredibly successful. So successful that not only was it a huge hit as an anime and a huge hit as a manga, they had these huge hits as movies. The new
anime
movie.
Movies or live action movies?
Anime movies.
What about the radio show?
No radio show, but there is a stage play of which I've now, a musical version, which I've now done, I think, five or six or more different styles. Each one continues on from the one before. So you go to the first musical, and that'll be
so
the...
So does every cyclist have their own theme music, or how does it all work?
I've got no idea, but I hope so. Okay, that'd be so nice.
Sorry, I've got to get back to the live action one. Wouldn't a live action bike race just be... A live-action bike race?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But there's a story attached.
So you've got Anada every time who does something stupid and then has to ride back and get up to the lead bunch and all of that sort of stress. You'd love the stage play. I so want to see the music. We're singing and they can't do bikes on stage because that's too hard. So they carry handlebars around. And so they're all pretending to ride by carrying these handlebars and moving their legs funny and running on the spot to represent racing. And then they made one season of a live-action TV series where, as far as I can tell, the budget was around $15 an episode, maybe. It was such a huge hit. Who cares? So we've been enjoying it immensely every week.